Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, which your host DJ Smell for Good, the international call.
Hail from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
What's going on? Well, I'm motivate y'all anyways. You know what I'm saying? So you mother muda make us. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to motivate me. Good porn music. These guys love that. Shout us out, people. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, to the shizzo, to the already unizzo. You know what I'm saying? This your captain speaking. Let me get my little voice going on.
This is your captain speaking.
Am I supposed to be trying to be the Billy D voice and shit? Hey, baby, I got this Colt 45. All right.
This is your captain speaking. Please buckle.
Well, we ain't got no motherfucking seatbelts on the starship. Shit. Give us a ticket, goddammit.
Please button your seatbelts.
Well, fuck it. Velcro
your seatbelts and get ready for the mission. Today we will be motivating all of our passengers. Welcome aboard.
That's what I'm talking about. So you got to get official up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Because today is my health, your health, Monday. It's all about motivation, baby. That is something that is so very helpful. You know what I'm saying? And detrimental to your health. Because if you have no motivation, and I mean motivation to live life, motivation to eat, motivation to breathe, motivation to hear, motivation just to be a living person on this planet, you will perish. So, we all about motivation today. You know what I'm saying? Join me, Captain Smell, so good. I mean, what the fuck did I always do that for? You know what I'm saying, people? Because I sit here and I take time out to make sure this show
is... See me aboard. Energized.
Are you ready to be tuned up? One of the hottest shows on the network will join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Sayonite from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smeller Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yeah, y'all like that. Y'all like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down. And shout out to that pro.
You're pretty good. Not.
Mother. Sound alike. Goddamn peanuts lady and shit. All right, people. That's how we're doing it up in here. You know what I'm saying? This is, once again, what it is, you know what I'm saying, to be motivated. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and cue my porn music up. You know what I'm saying? Me some groovy porn music or something like that. And then I'll tell y'all the description of the show. As a matter of fact, I got something else. How about that? My little theme music right here. You know what I'm saying? Alrighty then. What is motivation? I'm lying like a motherfucker. We ain't doing that shit. Oh, man. But the description of the show is, you know, what is motivation? You know what I'm saying? Are you a motivator? You know what I'm saying? You know, you just ask yourself a couple of these questions. Do the actions of another person motivate you or anyone around you to do something about your personal situation? What are your goals in life and what motivates you to accomplish those things on a daily basis? Also, it's time to motivate the world. Make this a great place for all to live and visit and call their own. So, bring your ass and get motivated. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. get motivated. I motivate, you know what I'm saying, to be up on here every day, you know, opening up doors, you know, licking on walls, you know what I'm saying. And, but that's what my dog do, you know what I'm saying, keeps it real, he keeps it true. Shout out to Tina. And also the Muda Nika, Heavenly from the Netherlands. How you know? Heavenly Angel, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Prophet Jackal, Miss Tasha Triple X, Goofy Bow, Miss PC, Heyman Garcia, Nettie Nat, Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying? Alexander from Singapore. I mean, man, we got so many people from all over the world. And I mean the world. Shout out to my whole girl, Lena, calling in from Korea. You know what I'm saying? Wonder where the hell Miss Black from Iraq is at. But, yeah, you know, we'll find that out after a few. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we're doing today. You know what I'm saying? Getting you motivated, man. Getting you pumped up. You know what I'm saying? Not like,
Nah. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
You know what I'm saying?
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Rotch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Y'all know we take our little breaks, you know what I'm saying? Check this out, man. I'm going to get into a couple of little songs real quick because my motivation, you know what I'm saying, besides the fans, which is number one, you know what I'm saying, and the great listeners, you know what I'm saying, of this show, you know what I'm saying, the Lord is my number one motivation, you know what I'm saying, and the Lord has provided me with some greenery, you know what I'm saying? Yes, so I will partake in it. Yes, I shall. New song right here, man, by my dog Slick, you know what I'm saying? And it's called She Don't Want to Leave the Club. It's going down real big, man. You know what I'm saying? This is also featuring R&B artist Mr. Six doing his thing real big. Y'all check that out.
On track.
Mama pop too when she tasted with goose in the car. She wasted as soon as crank up. Gon' throw that ass up. The mama show me something. Cause I don't make it rain, it's a thunderstorm coming. I seen you in Hollywood, I seen you in Simone. Yeah, I caught that fantasy. Bottoms up is your home. Get up on that pole, baby, this is your song. Haters say it ain't right, but making money ain't wrong. All night long, baby girl, shake your ass in there. And best believe every week she there. You got bills, that's why you're throwing that bike in a T-bite. She ain't off the chain, she off the meat, right? So about three sites, she won't mow, she don't want no dick. She wanna fuck that pole. And if she do tricks, she don't do it for the low. But give her the right price, you can take it to the mo. Might mistake her for a hoe, but she don't even care. She say, call me what you want, but throw the money in the air. The mama say she bought that life, she ain't looking for no love. Cause she don't wanna leave the club, no duh.
Yeah, I'm on, if y'all looking for a little interesting game to play, I'm on a game called Torn, www.torn.com. It's an RPG game, which means it's a real, it's like reality games, you know what I'm saying? So you're playing like against 40,000 people around the world, something like this radio station, you know what I'm saying? It's an international game, and yeah, I got it. Bring it to you live. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on there, you know, kicking ass, robbing people, mugging. You can rob, mug, steal, kill, go to school. Pretty much anything you can do in real life, but it's only virtual. And you won't get busted for it. Well, you will get busted for it on the game, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't like that. So, see my homeboy, Mr. Sayadai.
What's that?
What? Oh. Much like this show.
Hello, I'm Forrest. Forrest Gump.
How many years of hunt you shit who you are, Puffball? You're not even low life scum talking maggot. Get your faggoty ass on the bus. You're in the army now.
Okay.
Now you listen to old Fiddler if you want to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
That motherfucker sound like. Oh, man. Y'all like, what the fuck going on, man? I can't hit you up with my subliminal warnings. You know what I'm saying? I normally have some subliminal warnings and let everybody know that. What are you about to hear is detrimental to your hearing. Some shit like that. I don't know what the hell he's saying. He said a lot better than me. What the hell is that? Well, I can't find it. So, only thing I can do is give y'all a little. Yeah, that's what I was trying to use the other day, y'all. Y'all heard Captain. Smells so good. Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
Give me some skin.
Oh. And so we're talking about motivation today, man. It's all about motivation. You know what I'm saying? Who do you motivate? You know what I'm saying? You know, how do you get motivated? What motivates you? You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I get up every day, you know what I'm saying? You know, first of all, motivated by this show, you know what I'm saying? And the people that, you know, come to enjoy the wonderful sounds of the Starship Smelly Prize. And that's a big motivation, you know what I'm saying? But the artists, you know what I'm saying, are a big motivation for why I even, you know what I'm saying, decided to be in radio, you know what I'm saying, independent artists, and, you know what I'm saying, supporting them in that. And that's the big reason why I do what I do, you know what I'm saying? Motivation comes from a lot of different factors, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, some blame on drug-related, you know what I'm saying? They get where they get their motivation from, you know, marijuana and stuff like that. Cigarettes, you know what I mean? Even cigarettes. Others get their motivation from the church, you know what I'm saying? Others just get their motivation just from the divine prayer, you know what I'm saying, and inspiration of that. You know, other people get motivated by something that they might see on TV, you know what I'm saying? Like the Katrina disaster, people get motivated to, you know, do something about it and want to help, you know what I'm saying? 9/11, you know what I'm saying? When that, you know, went down, people got motivated and want to mobilize and go down and help. Even over in Haiti, you know what I'm saying? People got motivated, you know what I'm saying? Even though it took a tragedy to get people got motivated, you know what I'm saying? And went over there and did what they had to do to help that country rebuild, you know what I'm saying? And that's all about motivation, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to ask yourself, are you a motivator? You know what I'm saying? Me personally, yes, I do feel I'm a motivator. I do feel like I wake up Buddha Nakas, you know what I'm saying, out there every day. And for a better good time for the rest of your day, you know what I'm saying? Most of my people is up in the evening, you know what I'm saying, or up in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Most people ain't on that same afternoon time. So, you know, I get the best of both worlds, you know what I'm saying? And being that this is an international radio show, and you know what I'm saying, we got Mr. Sayanai. You know, we bring something new to the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get to see if I can get a little friend of mine to come on to the show. You know what I'm saying? That I just met through the game that I'm playing. Shouts out to Torn. So if you see a guest pop in, this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that'd be Miss Cashmere popping up off in here. You know what I'm saying? I actually met the chick from robbing her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I robbed her and shit. People, if you hear me talking rob and kill and murder and maim, go on to the video game, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. All right? www.torn.com. It's Torn City. All right? And that's what I be playing. So, everybody be like, is this dude, man? He's the devil, man. Yeah. But no. All right, Timmy, we got the Mr. Co-host on the line. Let's go ahead and get him up in here. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
I do suggest that, you know what I'm saying, since he wants to come up here late. Vulcan mind probe.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Alrighty. A little wisdom, young man, a little wisdom.
What
kind of matter is that all?
Hey, what are you doing, by the way? You are talking about motivation on a Monday?
Yeah, we're good. Pumped up, man. We're getting pumped up. That's the number one leading cause to your health. You have to be motivated. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty. I'm never motivated on a Monday, though.
Shit, me. You here, ain't you?
Sorry?
Ain't
yeah,
you
I'm here?
Here.
Yeah, this is Monday evening.
Well,
that's something else. I have trouble with Monday morning.
Oh, no, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, see, you motivate me, brother, by you being in the evening time. Shit, that brings me on during the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
What's up? Oh.
Okay. All right, damn, that went on a little longer than I thought.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, man.
Great movie, buddy.
Just want to let you know.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Isn't
you
that,
too.
Isn't that groovy, man? You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, people. So we're up in there, you know what I'm saying, seeking out motivation, asking what is a motivator. I got a question, you know. I'm going to ask Mr. Cyanide.
Uh-oh.
I just ran out of breath right now. You know, do the actions of another person motivate you or anyone around basically like that. You know, do the actions of another person motivate you or anyone around you to do something about your personal situation? You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, exercise, eat, God damn it, wake the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know.
I'd have to answer that yes, but the next question will be, give me an example, and that's going to be a little harder.
No, not necessarily. I mean, the actions of another person to motivate you. You went over to Belgium, you know what I'm saying, illegally, to get some smoke.
Yep.
Why did you go over there?
Because the guy selling me the stuff is a former co-worker and friend of mine, so I'm getting it at a cheaper price than normal people do.
Okay, but you couldn't find that over in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah, I can find it over in the Netherlands.
So he motivated you to come over and pick that up. The herb he had was the motivation factor for you coming over. He was the motivator for actually having the herb for you to come to.
Yeah, he didn't have to do a lot except to tell me, hey, I got new.
Motivation. Motivation, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, motivation, whatever it takes.
My reply was, are you home tonight?
Motivation. You know, motivation. Then we got, what are goals in life? You know, what are some of your goals in life? You know, and what motivates you to accomplish those things on a daily basis?
I've been goalless for a long time.
You've been who?
Goalless for a long time.
Yeah, you ain't got no goals. I mean, you don't want to, I don't know, be the manager at your job or something. Or, I don't know, do 20,000 installations by the end of your job. I don't know. Just, yeah. You know, give me examples.
I like to get lucky and not have to work again.
That's a half statement, brother. Believe you me. I mean, I don't work. And, I work. I work for myself. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, I kind of wish I had a steady employment, you know what I'm saying, just so I wouldn't have to worry about having to get out of work for myself. You always have to do some kind of work, though. Even if you're rich, you have to work to keep motherfuckers off of you. You know what I'm saying? That's hard work at itself.
That's the other side of the story.
You know what I'm saying?
Because in my ideal situation, I would be my own boss. So I didn't have to listen
still
to
works.
What my boss is telling me, and you have the other way around. Yeah, it still works. It still works.
Still works.
Yeah, what's the chance of winning the lottery? Still 0.00000001%?
Yeah, but I mean, you win the lottery, you got $1 million. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting on $1 million. Now, well, especially here in America, I mean, you're going to have every family member that you never knew of, you know what I'm saying, trying to hit you up for a loan, trying to be your next best friend, trying to do all this shit. Therefore,
I'm really simple with that. If I would happen to stumble across $1 million, my friends are my friends that used to be friends before I got that money. That's really, really simple.
Right. Right. It's nothing simple when it comes to cash, brother. You know what I'm saying? You get motherfuckers, oh, yeah, man, I'm your cousin from your aunt's first marriage on your sister's granddaddy's side.
Yeah, but I don't have that many contact with family except for the next of
kin. When $1 million comes into play and your goddamn face and picture hit the headlines, that's really what causes the problem.
Hit the headlines if you win the lottery over in the States, because we have something like a privacy option. You can choose not to make it known that you have won such an amount, so that you can stay anonymous.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I ain't never wanted to get that option. But most over here that be winning these millions and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? They get. I don't know about the picture, but they put their names out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my name wouldn't be out there. I would opt for privacy for sure.
That's what I'm saying over here, man. Please, you have so many family members coming from 50 different states, you know what I'm saying, talking about, hey, cuz, hey, brother, hey, yeah, what the fuck, man, get out of here with that. You know, but that's a motivation factor for some people in the world. Money is their motivation, you know what I'm saying, and regardless if they know you or not, that money will motivate them to come and seek your acquaintance. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. And the other way around, it can also be demotivating money.
Yeah, well, we're going to cover that, too. We're going to cover what is demotivation. You know what I'm saying? Is there such thing as demotivation? You know? Are people demotivators? You know what I'm saying? You got some demotivators out there. People believe that. But every action is the opposite and equal reaction. You know what I'm saying? So just because you got a person that's on one side saying, go, 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 you also got another person saying, no, go
no,
the other
no,
way.
No.
No, go the other way. You know what I'm saying? So you got that. And that, I mean, that's the beautiful thing of this show, people. You know what I'm saying? You get two different opinions. Well, we're the same age, but you get two different opinions. You know what I'm saying? Two different regions, cultures, backgrounds, heritages, and everything. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing you won't get here is the black and white issue. You know what I'm saying? And I find myself basically getting into discussions on that every day now, you know what I'm saying, and trying to debunk, you know what I'm saying, the black and white mystery, you know, and basically just kind of get it as a common word, because right now it's not a common. Once words become common, people stop using them, and then they move on and try to find something that's not common. So the problem that we have here is we have a common problem of this black and white issue here in America. You know what I'm saying? Which is not anywhere else.
I wouldn't name it black and white, just racism in general.
Yeah. In general, yeah, it's not
because
black and white.
It happens everywhere, and it's not only between black and white, but all people of the world.
Right. Well, I mean, my girl, you know what I'm saying? She asked me this question. She said, "Why do black men like white women?" And I'm like, "Well, that don't make no sense, because that's such a general."
That's generalizing.
You know,
yeah.
That's generalizing. That don't make no sense, because if you're speaking here in the United States, you know what I'm saying? And they play the race card on that. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, if you ask the average black man, he'll tell you, I don't give a fuck about her color. It's not about the color. It's about how she treats me. You know what I'm saying? And then vice versa. And how she reacts to the way I treat her. You know?
I don't really.
Dating outside of your box, dating outside of your race, you know what I'm saying? Dating outside of your heritage, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes proves a better for your personal. And that's what life is about. It's all about you. Fuck anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's bad for your health, people, then it does no good for you. So, you know, when you put that color barrier up in a way, you deprive yourself from a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying? You know, you deprive yourself from experience, life experience as a whole. You know, and when you go overseas, that's a beautiful thing that I've been privileged to do. I've been overseas, so I've been able to deal with every nationality, you know what I'm saying, face to face. You know what I'm saying? And I've had a German, you know what I'm saying, pull over on the Autobahn at nighttime to give me assistance. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, I've even been here, you know what I'm saying, and had a so-called, what they want to say, would be classified as a redneck, you know what I'm saying, gave me a ride, you know what I'm saying, when I broke down 100 miles out of away from home. You know what I'm saying? And he gave me a ride, and this was at nighttime, and I'm a young black male in the South.
That's another generalizing. People in general all over the world are good. It are those few individuals that ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah. Because they have no motivation. Their motivation is hate. Remember that, people. Demotivators, motivation is hate. That's their motivation. You know what I'm saying? If anybody's trying to demotivate you, that means that their motivation is hate. They hate whatever you're trying to do. They hate what you stand for. They hate what you're trying to be about. You know?
Oh, you got,
or they hate
you got,
who you hang around.
You got other types of demotivators. Depressed people. Negative people. All that kind of people. They don't have to be hateful, but you can be very, very negative to depress the shit out of everybody that you know.
Yeah. You always come around with, you know, an ailment. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, guess what happened to me today? And if you do that every day, people, you know, will be like, what happened to you today? Like, geez, now they can't stand when you come around. It's not a hate. They just can't stand when you come around because you always dwell on the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of motivating yourself to get out of your situation, man, you know, man, I went to that job today, man. Instead of finding another job, you know what I'm saying, that you'd be happy with.
Well, you can... Can look for a job and not find it, so you have to stay at your job. So, but try
suck
to make the best of it. Try to make the best of it.
Suck it up.
If you start to complain about it every day, you start to feel depressed. So, try not to think about it when you get home, and try not to complain too much about other people, because other people hate that too, when they get complained against every day, every single day. Especially by the same person. Oh, this sucks and that sucks and that happens.
You know
to me.
What I tell a person like that?
Shut up, dummy.
I Oh, man, I tell you, man, people just, geez, some people, man, you know. But you got to love people, you know, and that's what everybody always hear me say. They don't ever hear me say, you got to love black people, you got to love white people, you got to love Mexican people. I always say, you got to love people. You know what I'm saying? People make the world go round. It's just ignorant, thinkings kind of derail us a little bit, you know what I'm saying, from progressing to a higher plane. And then you also have those who, you know, are secret keepers, so-called secret keepers, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, act like the knowledge that they possess, you know what I'm saying, is just so, ooh, you know, and don't want to share with anybody, you know what I'm saying, to help in their progression, you know. But that's also called a crab, so, you know, crab person, you know what I'm saying. Anybody who try to hold another person down from aggression is not only a demotivator, but you are also a crab.
Okay, so if you hang around with those people too much, you get crabs?
Yeah, you get demotivating crabs. Ah, man, that's a new STD out, people. Demotivating crabs. You don't want those. You really don't want those. That's real. My Health, Your Health-Minded People is all about motivation. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see if we can motivate to come up on the show and talk about some more motivation. You know what I'm saying? And really what motivates them, I want to know, you know, I need some radio show hosts like Prophet Jackal, you know what I'm saying, to call in and, you know, tell them what motivated him to continue moving on from Blog Talk Radio over to the Paranormal Suit Network. You know what I'm saying? What is his motivation for you know, wanting to do interviews every day with various people from around the world, from different backgrounds and ethnicities, and, you know what I'm saying, and all of that. You know?
I can guess. Because we talk to Jackal once in a while, I can guess what his ultimate goal is with the radio station. I know, because he told me. You like me to share, or will we wait until Jackal calls in so he can call tell it himself?
We'll summon the Jackal.
We'll summon the Jackal. Let me see if the Jackal is online somewhere.
Yeah, that's all for the term of Skype on. If you want to know who's on, people, turn your Skype on.
Well, I got another one. We got Uvu. I got Uvu. You deinstalled it already.
Oh, wait a minute. I got Digsby. I got Digsby. You ever heard of Digsby?
Digsby.
D-I-G-S-B-Y.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
It's like a instant messenger for all your messages.
Okay, I have several of those.
This one messenger, it links all of your messages into one messenger.
Like Trillion and Miranda. Those are also two.
Oh, okay, do the same thing?
Yeah, you can log into MSN, ICQ, Facebook, MySpace, Skype, IRC, all that stuff.
No. Well, he just logged in. There he is, the Jackal.
The Jackal.
Yeah, he's on Facebook. I mean, not Facebook. He's on Skype.
Skype.
Let's see. To the show. I'm just.
You're just typing him a message.
Got some questions for you. There you go. Bam. Sand
well, the only thing I can tell about it without giving too much away is that Jackal do has some long term goals set for himself.
Hmm. Yeah, well, me personally, I got a couple long-term goals. I mean, one of them is definitely turn this network, you know what I'm saying? Well, turn this show into a paid show, you know what I'm saying? So we can get paid for our efforts. And that's, you know, getting certain ads, not to sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, be an ad machine all day. I ain't with that, you know what I'm saying? But to get some sponsors for the show, you know what I'm saying? Get a more international audience, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not about trying to reach anybody on this Western world, you know what I'm saying, because the Western world shares the same views and thinking. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I wanted the international audience, so you can get a whole different, you know what I'm saying, way of thinking. You know, getting outside of your box, and that is my major goal. So no countries in particular, you know.
I guess the internet is the place to be in that case.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just so interesting when you sit up here and talk and can actually relate to people, you know what I'm saying, about things in their own country. Then, you know, you got people around here who ain't even been out their own neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, because they're scared of, you know, the headlines, because the head is lying, people. You know, people scared of traveling because they reflect on 9/11, thinking that it was terrorists in the fucking plane. Not. You know, they get worried talking about, you know, when they see headlines, oh, somebody has attempted to hijack a plane. Well, that would mean that somebody has not done their fucking job, you know what I'm saying, during airport security. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, stop trying to blame the motherfucking airplane. You need to blame the careless motherfuckers that's on the damn, you know, on the airport security. You know, that's what you need to be blaming. And but people don't do that, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, in an ideal situation, you wouldn't need airport security.
Well, yeah, but nowadays they want to play it up as we're at a security threat, and people want to come here and tear stuff up, and up, man, what the together, man? You know what I'm saying? You know, what confuses me is why ain't Americans getting so pissed off and going to another country then and blowing up y'all shit? Huh? Oh, because we already got the military there. Oops, my bad. Yeah, right.
That's one thing, but mostly...
But their citizens are just coming over here to destroy the U.S.
If you would live in the Middle East, or you would live in that region, you would have a slightly different opinion on how you look upon that. I've talked to some people from that region, and especially when you hear from Palestina people, you know, on the other side of Israel, then you really got hear things from another perspective. And you will find out that not everything we hear is actually true.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just like with everything that y'all hear about us ain't motherfucking true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I don't know. What? Tell me some of the headlines. First of all, let me stop and say what's up to Prophet Jackal. Thank you for coming through and answering me on the Skype. You know what I'm saying? Because we got some questions for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? That directly just for you, you know what I'm saying? So when you get a chance, hit us up on error code 347-237-5125 if you're all the way to live. Because this is My Health, Your Health Monday, and it's all about motivation, people. You know what I'm saying? We're about motivation today, you know? Not demotivating, we're about motivating you, you know? Progressing, not, you know, degressing, you know? And now back to what we were saying.
I'm rolling some motivation right now.
Yeah, I got to get my motivation up. People have many motivational factors, you know what I'm saying, that help them get through. Some people use Viagra, you know what I'm saying, that's a motivation for them to, you know, because they haven't been able to have that release for a long time, and the Viagra helps them get motivated to want to have intercourse with another person, you know what I'm saying, which in turn, you know, motivates certain things within the body, you know what I'm saying, to kick up your heart rate, health rate, you know what I'm saying. Doing too much of anything, of course, people, will kill your ass, but do it in moderation, you know what I'm saying. You know, we can all come along together. Got a little favor, you know what I'm saying, I want to ask real quick, and this is something, another motivation factor right here. How sweet the sound, the NLT, which is the New Life Tabernacle, with Pastor Daniel M. Davey, down here in Tampa, Florida. They are advancing to the next round of a gospel choir competition. So I'm asking all the listeners out there, whether you are whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking for a vote, not an opinion about the church, not an opinion about your religion. I ain't even giving up about your religion, because this has nothing to do with it. This is about a choir competition. So unless you hate motherfuckers who sing, you know what I'm saying, still vote. We need haters also. I will drop the link into the chat room, but if not, please vote for the New Life Tabernacle UPC. Tampa at HowSweetTheSound.com from July 18th until August 1st. You can vote once per day, and let's bring the whole gospel to the whole world. I'm not a member of this church, but my mother does attend the church. You know what I'm saying? So she asked me to motivate her. So she's motivated me to put that message out here. So that is HowSweetTheSound.com. And shout out to the guests. I don't know if that's Jamie Garcia or if that's Miss Cashmere from Torn.com. You know what I'm saying? But if it is, big ups to you. Matter of fact, you know, because I am playing a game right now, people. I'm playing on Torn.com after the log back in. And, I don't play too many games online, but kind of addicted to this game. Shout out to SFN Visuals for actually putting me down onto the game, you know what I'm saying? Big ups, you know what I'm saying? Pretty cool that he did that. And you can if you do play the game, I've changed my name from Mr. Past That Good to Gentle Scholar. Miss Cashmere called me a gentleman and a scholar. Let's see, right now I'm dang many browsers open. If you got one of them damn online radio stations, little radios playing on your browser, it should've bogged you down. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you mean why? Dumbass. Sorry, people. I know y'all like, what the fuck is he talking about? I robbed this dude named Paranoid Zombie, Zomboid. You know what I'm saying? I robbed him because he was bragging. Thompson, he don't carry cash because he has access to his faction vault. Now, I mean, faction is sort of like you. If you go into the game, you understand what I'm saying, all right? If you start playing as just a single person, and then you have the opportunity to sign up to sort of like what is we would call a gang, but they call it a faction. It's a group of members, you know what I'm saying, that all fight for the same cause. We do robberies and all this kind of shit together. If you attack somebody and they need help, you can go to your faction, and you know, you have people of different levels that can assist you. You know, it's weird the way I'm explaining it, because you cannot explain this game like in a nutshell. So many different things you can do. And I told my homeboy, I said, man, you know, if you actually lived your life as you do playing this motherfucking game, I said, you would be a smart, strong, kicking the ass son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because of some of the things that it takes you through and that you're allowed to do on it. It's just real, real fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Cashmere out there in La La Land. So this is what I'm talking about today, people. It's all about motivation. We're waiting on the prophet Jack Allen to see if he can call on in real quick. Cause we got a question for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? We want to know, you know, first of all, what is motivation to you? This is for the prophet Jackal out there. Are you a motivator? Do the actions of another person motivate you or anyone around you to do something about your personal situation? And also, what are your goals in life? and what motivates you to accomplish those things on a daily basis. And as you should have never guessed, marijuana, is a motivational factor for most of my guests on this show.
What are you talking about,
Smelly? Nobody smokes it here, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that out there for anybody who wants to catch it, you know. But I see you didn't, so
it's okay now. I'm here.
Yeah. We're going that real big. I'm waiting for the all-wise Prophet Jackal to call in, and I will ask him a very important question.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Cyanide. Do you see the blood that is at your mouth?
That is a real coincidence. I actually saw that piece of movie today on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. David Carradine. That's Kung Fu people from the movie, from the television show Kung Fu.
Yes, yes.
If y'all didn't know that. And if you didn't know who David Carradine was, that was the balls around the throat man who got killed in the... got killed. Oh man, he got his cock banged in Bangkok, and he was murdered. They swept that one under the rug pretty damn good. I have to give it. I got to give it to him. They saved face on that one, so the Asian people would say, "We have saved face. We have covered up our honor. We have retained our honor." Yeah, what the fuck ever, man. Y'all let a motherfucker get killed over there and shit. And let the prostitute go to kill again.
Well, yeah. I'll probably laugh at the first one that says to me, so, let's play sex joke games. What?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, let me tie your balls to your neck. Oh, I heard that feels real good. You're going to catch the ultimate orgasm. Man, get the fuck.
Yeah, let me put your foot against your ass and kick you out.
Grasshopper says, "Stick finger in your ass, you get orgasm." Man, get the fuck out of here. If you listening to grasshoppers, man, something ain't even right. Get the hell up out of here, man. Hop your ass on up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Only grass we like is the grass you can smoke. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he smoked a little bit of the other stuff, or drank a little bit too much when he starts to talk to grasshoppers. Hello, grasshopper, how are you doing today?
He hitting that sukiyaki or something. What do they call it? I forgot that damn drink that puts you on your ass. It's a drink over in Korea. What the fuck is it? Suki?
Sake. Japanese
sake.
Drink.
What the fuck is this? Hold on.
Japanese drink. Uh-oh. Bad line? The hotline? Hey, Torek, what's happening? Welcome, buddy. If you'd like to join in to the conversation, please call in. We're all alone tonight, and we're trying to get people to call in, so please do.
Muramekas, Muranekas.
Muramekas.
Muramekas.
So, I welcome to talk to the chat room. He just entered, so if he wants to call in and talk about the stuff that motivates him, he's always welcome.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we need some senior experience up here too, man. Call on up there, Torque. Hit us up, man. Area code 347-237-5125, man. We want to drill you with a few questions, brother. You know what I'm saying? And
did you just call him a senior? Ouch.
Well, what the hell? Yeah. What the fuck is he then? You know what I'm saying? I didn't call him a freaking old bag or anything. I'm just saying, I think we need some senior experience. You know what I'm saying?
More experience.
Tell me, you're the hunk of shit who you are, fastball. You're not even low life scum sucking maggot. Get your baggy ass on the bus. You're in the army now.
No.
Uh-oh.
Damn, it brings back memories. You know what I'm saying? Drill forward, you kill a half another. Get your ass out of here, bitch. Oh, man. That was so funny. My first day in basic training, I guess that was, you know, that kind of spelled out my future. You know what I'm saying? The first day I stepped off of the, well, the first day I stepped onto the bus, and, you know, the drill sergeant gets on the bus. You know what I'm saying? The two drill sergeants, they get on the bus. They got their little Gomer Powell caps on, and their, you know, the tip of the caps all pulled down low on the brown, and they got the old Terminator 2 sunglasses on, you know what I'm saying, to make them look all intimidating, you know. And then they got the crisp uniform and shiny boots, you know what I'm saying, and they step up on the bus with the breath all stinking and get in your face. Hey, what are you doing? What are you looking at? Get your face down. Don't look at me. Don't you look. And then the drill sergeant lost his voice. So it was a little funny to yell at troops. Hey, you. Get your head down. Don't you look at me. Don't you look at me. Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about drill sergeant. Torg is saying in the chat room, he'd step in before he has to go watch 20 grown men bust their nuts hiking concrete for him. So he's being the drill sergeant. But Torg, you picked the wrong people to work for you. You should have picked 20 grown women.
They
wouldn't be able to bust their nuts, but at least you had something to look at.
Because that's even sexy when they, ooh. Oh, man.
Oh,
he just see that pole go up in her. But that's not sexy when a guy does that.
No
way. It's instant pain. You know, that's one universal thing about males. You know what I'm saying? We share that pain. You know, even when we watching a movie, like we all sit around and watch a movie, and then the chick just... Even when I read another news report, and I was like, the chick kicked the dude's balls into his stomach. You know, we was like, oh. You know what I mean? All the males on the show was just, you know, holding their shit like, oh. You know, all nationalities, you know what I'm saying? Ay, you know, like Chinese people, ay, you know what I'm saying? You know, Australian people, oy.
The worst I ever seen that with somebody got his balls hurt was when I was a kid, about 12, 13, and we built ourselves a ramp to go across with our skateboard. And a friend of mine goes over it. He makes a high jump. He loses grip on the skateboard. The skateboard starts to twist, and it falls just between him, the street, and his balls. He was lying on the floor crying for 3 hours at least.
Oh, man.
That must be
dangerous, people. You can't be playing with the jewels like that, man. You can really injure something, all right? Scrotum accidents are the leading cause for a natural birth in America. I don't motherfucking know. You know, I just sit there sounding. You know what I mean? Like, news at 11. Scrotum accidents are an all-time rise. Oh. Be careful, men out there.
Do they conduct surveys for that?
Oh, excuse me, sir. Would you like to take the scrotum questionnaire? Yes, we have a scrotum survey. Yes. In the past 12 months, have you accidentally brushed up against your scrotum? Okay, check that one off. Next question. Have you accidentally been riding a bicycle and slipped off of the pedals and, yes, smashed your naps? Yeah, we'll keep it clean. Have you ever smashed your naps? Yeah. That will be a series of questions. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody would like to take the scrotum survey, please go to www.scrotumsurvey.com and take the survey. Yeah, right.
talking about surveys, what was your painful moment?
Magna. We don't want to do that one. All right, here we go, people. www.howsweetthesound.
Yeah, I tried to go there, but you have to make an account to be able to vote. So.
Oh, come on, man. I ain't with all that, man. Jesus, people. See, that'd be the trick, the Tom trickery of it all. You know what I'm saying? Vote today. Support your favorite choir. And all Verizon is trying to do is get motherfuckers signed up to their goddamn spam list. They can spam you. You know what I'm saying? Sorry,
that
people.
It's probably in the terms that you agree on the page when you make an account, so that your email address is shared with third parties to give you, quote, interesting offers, end quote.
Yeah. And you might want to end that quote very quickly because they're lying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hold up. Yeah, anybody will drop dead there, Torque. If you flick a person in their balls, they will go down. Yeah. You really don't have to do any kicking. You know what I'm saying? The kicking is very extreme. You notice even in fist fights, men don't kick each other in the balls. It's just like that neutral respect. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, we know we can take each other down with one shot, so we're not going to go there, okay? I'm not going to go there. You're not going to go there. Okay, all right. Let's beat each other's face then.
Well, if I ever get in a life-threatening situation where I'm up against a majority, or I don't think I have a chance if I fight fair, I'm going for that region, I'm very sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if you got me in a chokehold, of course, you know what I'm saying, and I'm feeling kind of faint, and if I know I can reach by a back kick and kick you straight in your... Yeah, even females, people, don't believe the hype now. If you kick a woman in her cooter, it's going to hurt. That still is a bone there. The bone still will throb. It still will cause some damage. I don't give a damn. You kick a person in their ass hard enough. You know what I'm saying? It's going to pretty much hurt. Yeah. And you're going to put them down. Yeah. All right, people. So, the phone line is still open. 347-237-5125. Looking for anybody who's brave enough. Trying to motivate somebody. You know what I'm saying? Get motivated, people, and call the phone. All right, we want to know what is motivation to you.
Yeah.
You know, are you a motivator?
They all lumballer.
Oh, lumballer.
Lumball.
You freaking lumball. I don't know what that is, but.
Lumball.
Yeah. You numballs.
If I have to translate it freely, I would say lazy bastard.
Oh, okay. I like that one. You lazy bum. Lazy bastard. Oh, Lumball. Dole Lumball. That sounds like a dance. Dole Lumball. Oh. All right, people. You know what time it is.
I hope you're hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
It's the top of the hour.
Coming to your neighborhood.
Is that a film?
It's a film all over your body. You get all hot and your clothes stick to you. You get a rash and you feel rotten.
Irritates me.
Johnson & Johnson medicated powder beats the icky stickies.
A person with the icky stickies is someone who's stuck on himself.
Johnson & Johnson medicated powder is for people who don't want to feel so hot. It keeps you cool and dry.
Meanwhile, Phil, after driving for 6 hours on the hot leather seats of his convertible, had an icky, sticky problem of his own.
Irritates me.
Men with ambition and Johnson & Johnson medicated powder don't get stuck on the bottom.
Johnson & Johnson medicated powder beats the icky stickies. It soothes and relieves irritated skin.
Feels so good.
Oh, bless you, Johnson & Johnson.
Feel for good. You know what's ironic about that? Johnson & Johnson is a
real company.
Black-owned company. It's actually owned by an African-American. And you would think that it would do a more, you know, diverse commercial than that. But
all
who
right.
gives a fuck? Because I don't use Johnson & Johnson. I don't powder myself up. And really, that sounded like a sticky, itchy situation that you just probably need to wash your ass. Because sex, yeah, in the car, yeah, is a sticky situation. No, sorry, dude. I don't know if that was Johnson & Johnson related, but yeah. Hey, check this out, man. I'm going to give a quick shout out to everybody real quick. Yeah. Shout out to the Prophet Jackal, and of course, my co-host, Mr. Sayanai, all the way from the Netherlands, and Mr. Torque, up in this thing, 64. You know what I'm saying? That's his goal, reaching the 64. Oh.
They're all over
now.
There lumballing.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? She was a second degree damn. What the hell?
Ice. He was talking about a karate tournament where he saw a woman kick a guy in the nuts, but I guess that's a disqualification. That's not allowed in karate.
Right. It's fucked up. Uh-oh, we got a YouTube video, people. We have YouTube. Dun, 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 dun. Also, check it out, people. By this afternoon, I would need you guys to go to www.youtube.com/813battles. What the fuck you want? Oh, yeah. You did all of that to kick a man in his balls.
Yeah, you could tell me a lot of things, but that was on purpose.
That was, yeah. Yeah, you maxed his face up and everything, and then you swift kick him in his balls. Right. That was completely uncalled for. Yeah. Oh, what the hell? That is so cool. It shows that the Jackal is online. Wow, that is some hot shit. BTR has hooked up this little thing that I guess when you have someone's track or I guess their music, when they call in, it actually has a little like Skype little check, online check, that shows that they're on the phone. That is some cool shit. Okay, kudos to you there in BTR, you know what I'm saying? Kudos to you. Beam them on up in here real quick. Timmy, go ahead and beam them on up. Let's get this thing pop a lock in real quick. Excuse me, people. Timmy, what the fuck is Timmy at, people?
Timmy!
Oh, stop
there
wagging off.
Timmy was lumballing too.
Yeah. Okay.
I am here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm
right.
All out of gum.
All out of
and you are all nice. Out of bubblegum. All right, people. Welcome the Prophet Jackal to the show.
Howdy.
I
do
know.
You hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man. How is it that you do not?
That's right, young man.
All right, people, Prophet Jackal is up in the building. Y'all know. That'd be a pothead commercial, you know what I'm saying? What? Hold on.
What's up?
Welcome back.
people, and we are back on the Starship Smelly Prize with the Prophet Jackal in the building. All right. He will be competing today for door number 1, 2, and 3. Behind door number 1 is, what is motivation? Door number 2, are you a motivator? And door number 3, do the actions of another person motivate you or anyone around you to do something about your personal situation? All right, people, we're going to get live into the show. And the prize that we are battling for today is...
Clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Oh, man, where did they come up with this shit, guys? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. All right. Prophet Jackal, man, what is up today, my brother? How you doing today, my brother?
Give me some skin.
I'm just like, I'm barely surviving today, man. It's Monday. I got a case for the Mondays. I skipped off a 4-hour show last night. I'm hanging in there, man. How you guys doing today?
You had a 4-hour show, man. I know you're
4 hours.
Right.
After two and a half hours, it kind of sounded like that, everything that I was, you know, hearing.
Yeah, they're like...
talking about your show, the first half hour was pretty weird, I must admit.
I would
weird.
Say it was...
You're pretty good! Not!
By accident, he had the background music playing way too loud, so we could barely hear him. Everybody was complaining in the chat room, Jackal, your music is too loud, and he didn't see it for like 20 minutes. He was
You know what happened? The auto DJ was turned on the Sam's, and it pulled up a song, like a beat from the archives.
Uh-huh.
It just randomly pulled out any beat, and I was like, what the hell? And I didn't even notice it because I didn't notice the auto DJ was on. So. Yeah, I got it. That's the beauty of live radio with Sam's broadcast. Things happen.
Yeah, I tried to message you, but you were on the line on Uvu, so I couldn't reach you.
Yeah, I noticed there were like 10 minutes into me talking.
The local concrete pour. Oh, okay, he's supervising. Shouts out to there, Miss Sherald L. Hartfield. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big up in here. And we're talking about motivation today, people. It's My Health, Your Health Monday. It's all about motivation. You know what I'm saying? Motivation is the key health factor in everything that you do in life. Believe that. If you don't have motivation to get your crabbing ass out of bed, then you're just going to be a what? A smelly crab in bed, all right? If you don't have motivation to get out of bed with your smelly ass and get into the shower, then you'll just be a lady smelling ass. But it's all about motivation, people, all right? If you stop breathing and somebody doesn't say, hey, breathe, dude. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't give you motivation, you're going to be what? A dead ass, all right? So, I mean, motivation is in every aspect of your life and in your living and in everything about you. You know what I'm saying? So the questions that we have, you know what I'm saying? First of all, Mr. Jackal, are you a motivator?
I try to be a motivator, but I don't think I'm very good at motivating anybody. But I try. I try hard.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Okay. And well, how about this? Do the actions of another person or persons motivate you or anyone around you to do something about your personal situation?
Oh, of course, it always does. Actually, I think that as people, we're all shaped by our surroundings. And by the people around us, when something happens, it doesn't motivate my actions.
Wow, that sounded over intelligent.
I try.
Over intelligent. How the hell do you get that? We get that here, people. All right, we get that here. Shit. All right, and then the other thing is, and this is since Mr. Cy and I didn't want to touch on this, but because he has psychic powers and he already knew this shit,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to go ahead and jump the gun and give you the chance to Say it yourself.
Well, I'm like cyanide. I don't mind touching it. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Right. What are your goals in life, and what motivates you to accomplish those things on a daily basis?
My goals in life is to die before I'm 60, to make a lot of money before I'm 60, so I can die a happy rich man. And if I do
what
that, I'll be a happy
rich. What kind of question is that, brother? You do you know how old Torque is, man?
He's 60.
He's 60, brother. He just celebrated 60th birthday. Okay? Do you know what that man is doing? Huh?
Who wants to live to 60? I mean, seriously. I'll be perfectly happy dying at 60. Who wants to get anyone? Get all wrinkly and old?
Oh, man. You know, shit. What's her name? Hell, look at Cher. She's over the 60s. She's looking,
You're pretty good.
Cher's had about $250,000 worth of plastic surgery a year for the last 25 years.
She's plastic now. I mean, when you go to embalm her, you will not have to. She's already embalmed. She's walking embalmation.
The Armageddon, folks, the only things left are going to be cockroaches and Cher.
And Cher. Yeah, man.
And going back to your motivation, Jackal, we were more hoping of a story what you would like to accomplish with your radio show and what is your ultimate dream. You know, we talked about this in Uvu a while ago, about your goals and your ultimate dream. I don't know if you'd like to share that.
Like I told you, in private, Marco, like I've shared with you, my ultimate goal with my radio show and with everything I do in life is to eventually lead to my porn career getting started. I've been having visions of being a porn star for the last 20 years. I'm 32 now, so I started when I was 20. I started when I was 12 thinking about being a porn star. As I'm laying in bed at 12 years old, the only thing I thought about was banging Gemma Jameson and Tracy Lords and all these other hot porn stars. And well, basically, with my show, I want to basically take it to the point, get it to the point, where I can become a mega porn star one day. The Jackal's head has double meaning, if you know what I mean.
No, Jackal, now you're going to make people think that we actually talk about that stuff privately.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, like, that didn't even come out right. Like, oh, you mean the stuff I told you privately. Right. Okay, I guess I shouldn't have asked that.
Right. If you want a serious answer with my show, I just... I don't know, man. I want to reach as many people as possible and entertain them. That's basically the gist of it. It's an entertainment show, and at the same time, I want to inform people. So.
I knew that your ultimate goal had something to do with movies, but I didn't know that was porn star.
Yes. Eventually, I want to become a film director in the near future. That's
that was kind of what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. You want to do some M. Night Shyamalan-ing?
Hell no, I'm never going to make crap movies he makes. No, I'm not about a real director.
He takes it a little too wires and fantasy land for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like seeing the bootleg copy of a movie, like when it's on green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an M. Night Shyamalan movie to me.
I've seen his last three or four movies. Garbage, man. It's not made a good movie since The Sixth Sense. It really hasn't. Maybe Unbreakable is okay. That's about it. Yeah, no, I've been telling Sire for a while now that eventually I do want to branch out and become a film director. I have a couple of scripts that I've written and have in my mind and, stuff that I want to get to before I'm 40. So from the age of 40 plus, that's where I want to start, making films and getting into directing. But you can't be a radio show host or a rapper forever, so eventually you got to move on and do other things. So. And directing is something I've always wanted to do anyway, so...
It's a good thing that I knew that beforehand, or else we would seriously think that Jackal's ultimate goal would be to be a porn star.
Hey, and why not? I can be a porn star.
Hey, call us up, people. Call us up. 347 area code 237-5125. Shouts out to Miss Cheryl L. Hartfield. See if she can call up and give us some of her motivational talk. You know what I'm saying? What motivates her. Also, Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying, is up in the building. Prophet Jackal, of course, and Mr. Cyanide. Call up, people, 347-237-5125. You know, motivate me, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that motivates me, like I say, is marijuana. Oh, yeah, good motivation.
Amen. Amen.
But without the marijuana, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I have to say what's up to the weed man. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a motivational factor for me to bring my ass 45 minutes across town just to get a little product to motivate me to get up on this show, you know what I'm saying, and stay highly educated.
If marijuana doesn't motivate you, though, the second thing that motivates me the most is vagina. I don't know about you guys, but vagina.
Highly, highly motivating, you know, highly educated.
That's, let me tell you. I will get to the answer to your question on vagina. Go ahead.
One thing of that my goal on this show is, and I've kind of reached it, you know what I'm saying, and still striving, to get some order to the show. You know what I'm saying? When I first started out in February 2008, I really didn't have, you know what I'm saying, any you know what I'm saying, any basis for the show. I mean, I know I wanted to get on here and talk about a certain issue. I wanted to expose, you know, artists to the industry. But I really had no, you know, direction that I really wanted to take it in, you know what I'm saying? And then it really didn't help, you know what I'm saying, getting my first co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X, because male and female, you know what I'm saying, kind of gets you in trouble, especially when you're on an uncut, uncensored radio network and you can pretty much talk about anything. So that's what ended up happening, you know what I'm saying? So we did more sex talk and freaky type shit than, you know what I'm saying, than I intended to, you know what I'm saying? So the dirty side kind of came out, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning of, you know, when I first started out. But that wasn't my intention, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of, I wanted to be that uncut, uncensored, say whatever you want, you know, and you know, world like it or love it type show. But, you know what I'm saying, with some substance to it, something that you can actually take home and, you know what I'm saying, and learn something from it. Not to be the relationship fucking Dr. Phil, doctor, anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Not to be like any of the other shows that, you know, focus, you know, strictly on relationships or strictly on religion or strictly on just the paranormal, you know what I'm saying? But to be diverse, you know what I'm saying? So any and everybody can come on this show and, you know what I'm saying, feel at home. So that's why I feel, you know, from my first season where I was just able to wild out and just kind of do whatever, you know what I'm saying, to actually homing in, you know what I'm saying, on what I know how to do, you know what I'm saying? And that's why that's the reflection of the second season. You know what I'm saying? You got it's more direct. My Health, Your Health Mondays is every Monday. You know what I'm saying? Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Every Tuesdays, Tuesday time, the masculine language. But that is, you know what I'm saying, all about networking, you know what I'm saying, on an international level. Because networking with people, like I told Cy and I before everybody came on, networking with people in the Western world is like networking with yourself. Because we all grew up, you know what I'm saying, on the same, we all pretty much grew up on the same mind thinking, you know what I'm saying, and thinking outside of the box, you know what I'm saying, I found to be a more success. Because me and Prophet Jackal might sit up here and talk about, you know, a lot of things that are Florida related, because we are both from Florida, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
And so I wouldn't, you know, we would both have the same opinion on a lot of things, versus saying the same thing to Sinai, you know what I'm saying? And he gives us a totally different input, you know what I'm saying? A totally different outlook on the same situation that we would sit up here and be agreeing on, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, I've reached that goal, you know, and then my other goal is basically is to make Sinai a damn show host. You know, I've already reached that. I've made five people fans, from fans to hosts on Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm responsible for five different hosts, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of my goals, is really to get people interested, not in just listening to the network, you know what I'm saying, but becoming part of the network, you know what I'm saying, and then letting your creativity show, you know what I'm saying? But it's a build-up process, you know, and it took me a year and to get where I'm at, and I'm into the second half, 6 months into the second season, you know what I'm saying, and still not exactly where I want to be, which is my goal for a paranormal suit network. You know what I'm saying? Because once I take this show over to that side, it's going to be a little more serious topics and format. You know what I'm saying? Because we have Blog Talk Radio where we can just be, you know, nutballs and do the silliness to it. You know what I'm saying? But then it also needs to be taken to another level where we have to have a little more seriousness about it. Because if you're not, you know what I'm saying, totally, now I ain't saying totally serious, but if you don't show a little seriousness about what you're trying to do, people won't take you as serious as what you're trying to do. So if they always come on here and see me saying, motherfuck this, motherfuck that, pussy ass, you know, people will draw that perception of, oh, man, all he does is cursing. He's not trying to do anything beneficial with his show.
That is why we're learning the Dutch words for it.
Well, yeah. Moeder maker, you know what I'm saying? Your moeder maker, your lumbar, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, your moeder maker.
Smelly,
he's a motherfucker.
Speaking of the Paranormal Spit Network, when exactly are you deciding to make that jump over?
I'm trying to get my transportation down, honestly, man. I'm screwed right now. Meaning I don't have transportation, meaning that I'm broke. So I've been out, you know what I'm saying, running around town trying to find transportation lately. That's, as soon as I leave this show, I'm actually jumping on the phone, calling this guy up, harassing the hell out of him for another vehicle that he keeps saying that he wants to sell me.
You know,
so
I've
been
giggle, doing. My brother sells cars for a living. I used to sell cars also. You need a car. Cheap. Nice.
I got $500 check right now. What you want to do, man?
$500 check? Give me about 5 hours and I'll let you know. I'll make some calls for you.
I mean, right now. I prefer a van, though, brother. I mean, I'm a DJ, so I don't give a damn if it's a small passenger,
but
big passenger.
Are you looking to put $500 down payment, or are you looking just to spend
$500?
That's what you want to spend on a car. Are you trying to get a real machine, or are you trying to get a real vehicle here?
A reliable vehicle. I mean, you know what I mean? I need a reliable vehicle, you know, that, hell, the wheels ain't finna fall off the motherfucker, or the steering wheel ain't finna fall off the motherfucker while I'm driving.
I can get your tanker trucks for about $500. They're very expensive than toys. I don't know if you get a good van for $500 on it. That's tough.
Oh. I mean, what does he have, a private lot down there in Miami, or?
Yeah, he actually has a couple of lots here in South Miami and in Homestead area and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. I just ain't trying to go do the lot thing, you know what I'm saying? Really be on that, you know what I'm saying? Well, I love you too there, Cheryl, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything you do for this show, you know what I'm saying? And coming through and giving it a woman's touch, you know what I'm saying? Since we have temporarily lost Heavenly Angel, and you know what I'm saying? Because she's out lumballing somewhere. And
cold-blooded.
But I love you like my favorite boxers. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah.
Love you like
a fat
kid loves cake.
You know. And let me do something for old Miss Cheryl before she leaves the show.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah. Where is it at? I just want to whisper something, people. Everybody close your ears. I want to, how do I close my ears? You know what I'm saying? Where is it at? I got something for old Miss Cheryl there. Yeah. Hey, Miss Cheryl, you know, because I know the world's not listening. This is directed only towards you, baby. Only towards you.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good.
Oh, yeah.
Be friends with it.
If I just slide up to a chick at the bar and be like, hey, baby. Yeah, I've been checking you out from across the room and just wanted to tell you.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Well, hey, it's funny. My favorite My favorite pickup line whenever I go out clubbing to pick up a nice hot young hottie, I go up to him and I ask him, "Hey, nice shoes. Want to fuck?" That always works for me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
It comes across better if you ask him.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
I have a little money. another good pickup line is, "Would you like to go out for a pizza and a fuck?" Now, if you do get the dreaded, "What are you talking about? What?" Or you get a bad answer, you just tell them, "Hey, what, you don't like pizza? What's wrong with you?"
Right. I'll buy that pickup line for a dollar.
Hey, but Smiley, I got to ask you something. Did you just compare relationships to a pair of boxers?
Well, he's not that far off. He's not that
because
far off.
When my pair of boxers get old, I throw them out.
I don't, brother. Yeah. Still wearing mine from seventh grade. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Still got my seventh grade boxers on. Oh, yeah. Still got the track stain in it from my, 1988 All-Star High School Olympic tryout where I sharted on myself. And, you know.
You're right. Olympic tryout on the age of 10.
Gotta keep the classics, baby. Gotta keep the classics.
Hey, brother. I didn't know. If he can get away with it, I can get away with it, all right? All right, area code 425-210. Welcome to Porn Central. I mean, the Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah, did I say that right? And this is My Health, Your Health Monday. It's all about motivation. Glad that we've motivated you all to call in and hopefully share a story or two or three or four or 500. Oh, not really. Who no. Got Heavenly Angel up in this Muda Maker?
Yes, it is. I could hear it.
Heavenly Angel. Don't make me start singing to you, girl. Don't make me start singing to you.
Sing it, Smelly.
Sing it.
Sing it, Smelly.
That's the weed kicking in. 210, you are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Starship. How are you?
Uh-oh. Hey. That sounds like a groovy voice. Uh-oh, it's Miss Cheryl, people.
Uh-oh.
You already know what I have to do.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Come out of that. Wrong button, baby. Want
so,
to know,
do you like fat guys with no money?
Don't have to answer, you know what I'm saying, all at once, you know? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Depends.
No, we don't wear depends here. They're all men here, you know. We're all men.
Well, when you hit 60, you start wearing depends. That's another reason why I want to die at 60.
Oh. And you keep losing the.
Laugh off. Stop clapper.
It brung back memories, didn't it? I know some of you Muda makers bought that shit. Who got a clapper?
Nope.
Hey, be honest. Well, who has a clapper in their home?
I had to clap about 5 years ago. Does that count?
Okay, I need a button for too much information.
I gave my brother a clapper for Christmas one day.
Okay,
the clapper.
Yeah, that was finna sound a little, yeah, okay.
You know, she
smoothed that one over, people. She smoothed
clap
that one
on,
over.
Clap off.
Creepy.
Oh, man. Anybody remember, Yeah, I just brought my jury
don't
curl out just listening to that.
Don't you wish there was a clapper for clothes?
Oh, yeah. Clap them on and I'll be clapping off. I'll be at the damn college every day. You know what I'm saying? Clap. Why is he clapping so much? Don't worry about what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez. Dude, you're in Florida. Okay. They're half naked down there at the beach anyway.
Oh, well, semi.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
All right, check this out, though.
With
because
bong,
it was all
bong,
about
bong,
health.
You know?
You know what I'm saying?
Just
it's all about
a
helping
little less
people.
Clapping.
Who what?
It just needs a little less clapping.
Oh yeah, I love it when they clap. Hey, thanks, Cheryl.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh well, you know.
Clap that booty, huh?
Oh yes, you did.
Oh man, that would be interesting too if clothes did come off. You know what I'm saying? Because of the clap. Yeah, I was talking about. Hey, well, lady, why does your clothes keep coming off? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. Anyways, Heavenly Angel, since you are on the show and you have blessed us with your presence,
yes.
Got a couple of questions for you.
Okay, shoot.
Yes.
Okay, you really shouldn't say that to a man. It's not even telling what you might get in return. She said, shoot, Your Honor. So I, I'm just saying. Oh, anyways.
Let's hope you're not shooting banks.
Oh, okay. We're not going to go. Fuck it. Let's go there. I mean, no. We want to know, are you a motivator? Okay, see, that was a hard question.
Not.
That was difficult.
Tick-tock.
No, we're talking to you, Heavenly Angel. Are you a motivator?
Radio silence.
Okay.
Somehow we're breaking up here, so.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, she's breaking up.
I'm on the cell phone, so it's breaking up. What else is new?
Oh, yeah. What do you got, Metro PCS, Boost Mobile?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile? And they breaking up like that? Wow. Hey, do y'all got that $50 unlimited plan now?
Yep.
Yeah, my daughter, I'm on my daughter's plan. She pays for it. So, it's $50. You have free texting all you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, you know, they following finally after, shit, what, 5 years of Metro PCS being out. You know what I'm saying? And then I asked a phone rep one time. I was like, well, you know, when Metro first came out, I was like, well, why, if they can do the $50 unlimited everything plan, why you all can't do that?
Yeah.
They've had it for a few years. She's been on it for a few years. They just weren't telling people about it.
Oh.
Hey, don't knock Metro, though. Metro's coming out with
some She told them was going to leave, and they upped the ante and gave her that special. That was probably about 3 years ago.
Do you have
internet? They came out offered
it
for $50. Yeah, sure, they include everything, internet and all that.
Hey, Smelly, this is a kicker, though. Guess what might be moving to the Metro as part of their service plan also? They're looking to do a deal with the Android market, which is a T-Mobile exclusive and exclusive for their phones now. But according to a report I read, Metro's trying to do a deal that they can actually use the Android market as part of their, widgets and all that stuff they sell.
Yeah.
For future phones. Not for all the phones, but for some future phones, like the touchscreen phones and stuff, they're going to come out with some phones in the future that might have it. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy it, but hell yeah.
What was the question?
Are you a motivator?
Am I a motivator? Yeah, I'm a motivator. I like to motivate people.
Okay.
You see Spy as your co-host, don't you?
See who?
Spy as your co-host, don't you?
That is true now.
I've been motivating him. He's on here now.
I get it. Hey, hold on, people. Hold on.
What's that? He's got another bat line?
So have I missed any news yet?
I'm sorry, we couldn't make that out. And
have
that
I missed
any
news?
No, we didn't have naughty news today. Until today. I don't know if Smiley will do naughty news.
Sorry about that. My nose was running like a powder head there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, did I say that loud? I wanted to get you guys on the phone to get this motivation out the way first, and then we're going to, of course, get into the nutty news. Not going to abandon the nutty news. Got to give you guys, you know, some nutty news. But I want to get that out the way, you know what I'm saying? I want to ask, you know, what are your goals in life, you know, and what motivates you to accomplish those things on a daily basis?
To be happy and healthy is my main.
Yeah, we didn't hear that one today. Nobody gave a fuck about their health. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be fucking crippled for long as I'm alive.
Well, Jekyll said that he wanted to die before he was 60 because of health.
60, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is that to look forward to?
Not before 60, at 60. I mean, what's
at 60, on your 60th birthday.
Who wants to get all wrinkly and, you know, age?
That's why you use old look on him.
So at your 60th birthday, you have in your schedule set commit suicide.
I will blow my own brains out. That is correct. Yes.
Oh, I would do it the other way. I would, if I had to go, I would OD.
That's another
on marijuana. Right.
You can't OD on marijuana.
I'll watch that for a dollar. Yeah. Well. No, Doc, leave him alone. He's going to smoke himself to death. Just when he wakes up, let him smoke again, and he'll die sometime. I don't know. This will be a slow death.
If I don't die by 60 and I have longer life, I am going to have as much fun with drugs as possible. I will be one of those old guys just walking down the street, tripping balls. Just be seen walking and be like, that old man is just tripping. Look at him. And I'm going to be just like staring at the clouds, just walking, tripping nuts, man. And that's going to be from morning, noon, and night. I'm just going to be tripping on something every single day. Because, hell, I'm an old man. I've deserved it. You know, I've earned the right to just walk down the street tripping balls. You know, I deserve it.
I'm going to be like Torque. I'm going to be a fucking rainbow belted, you know what I'm saying, kung fu master. You know what I'm saying, that walks around and, you know, ready to kick anybody's ass just because I'm old, you know what I'm saying, and I can't, you know.
Well, if I ever make it to the retirement home and some of my friends make it there, we'll turn it into a one big giant coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing but the smoke going on. Got to make a jump, people.
Inside the coffee shop and then outside this coffee shop, Flobby. Continue my journey.
We got to jump, people. We gotta jump into the news.
Nutty.
The $6 million jump right there, people. A billion dollar, whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What was billions of dollars back in the days? You know what I'm saying? What was a billion? Because up until like the 2000s, that's when we just started talking about billion this and billion that, and then we didn't get into trillions until Bush's era. You know what I'm saying? Because we only had Bill had a what? Did he have a trillion surplus or was it a billion surplus?
That I don't remember.
I know he left it with a surplus, but was it a surplus of billions or was it a surplus of trillions?
Can't say for sure myself.
Because how in the hell if he left a surplus of billions, how in the hell are we in a debt of trillions? And then Obama is still spending trillions, so they say. To get out of the $1 trillion debt that we're in, where in the fuck are all these digits and midgets and shit coming from? That's what I want to know.
How much of that is due to devaluation of the dollar?
The dollar,
keep printing money out of, you know, thin air. The Federal Reserve just keeps printing money every time they want to, you know, try to do something and loan money out.
Well, man, I was on a show the other day. Welcome to the show there, Mr. Tsunami. And I asked the dude, I was like, you know, what is $1 trillion, you know what I'm saying, or anything past that? What is the meaning of saying, you know what I'm saying, I have $1 trillion? Will you ever be able to tangibly touch $1 trillion?
No.
$1 billion?
No.
$1 million?
That's possible.
Not really. I mean, because
no, Oprah, I'm sure she could roll around in $1 million in her bed alone.
$1 million you can get in cash if you have the bank account for it.
Yeah, I would say $1 million, but you wouldn't carry it in your pocket. And who gonna walk around with it?
And a platinum platinum card, you can.
I think past $1 billion, it would be impossible to get it all in cash. It's just too much cash.
Yeah,
ever since the government came along, they've been coming up with bigger and bigger inner ass figures. You know what I'm saying? Because what's past a trillion?
A trillion?
Who?
All the way turned up.
Somebody came out with some term. It's another term after $1 trillion.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic on turned up.
Okay. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
We're trying to figure. Well, matter of fact, this is good person to even ask. All the way turned up. All right, check this out. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday, and it's all about motivation. All right, and you know,
that's me.
Damn well, you are a motherfucking motivator. I ain't even gonna ask you, are you a motivator? Shit, everybody, if y'all don't know, Ms. All the Way Turned Up is just that. She need to change her name to Miss Motivation. But what I want to know is, what are your goals in life, and what motivates you to accomplish those things on a daily basis?
Well, actually, my name is Humble Arrogant. But I'm all the way turned up. So we're going to keep it 100. If you want to become a millionaire, sell 1 million bottles of water in America. What's my motivation? The hypocrisy of the nation is my motivation. Getting people to understand that when you point a finger at somebody, you probably really are just judging yourself and you're hiding behind what you're judging others on. But people want to make money in America. We need to remove those who we're allowing to waste our money, remove them out of office, and we'll start to see change. You know, Obama is just the beginning. We are the government, and when we get back to the real roots, we will rediscover how money is made.
Understanding Obama is the beginning of the end.
Thank you. Thank you. Understanding the ABCs of money, assets, bills, credit, and savings. We are here to break the generational curse of poverty and ignorance. So we got a million-dollar mark coming. Anybody out there in America that's touched by a felony record or someone they know that has been arrested, forget the million man march. We got the million felon march coming.
One person can't
make it. A lot of people got marches starting. I do notice that a lot of people are mobilizing. And one thing about mobilizing people is you have to come out in numbers. You can't come out and two, three people and talking about y'all finna make a statement. The only thing you finna do is get y'all ass arrested and ran the fuck up off the block in silence.
Oh, no, we finna fire these fools.
Powers.
That's what
I'm about. I'm just saying, it's powers in numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's not powers in just a few. You know what I'm saying? So once a person, sparks that flame, it takes everybody, to jump on to really burn that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? And that's
if you can't get a job and you're a felon, the only thing to do is defy the people that won't allow you to get a job. So that's what we finna do. We all the way turned up to get, be very quiet. We hunting politicians. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
And this is a true statement.
That was a number of impersonation. That was awesome.
Yeah. This is a true statement. Government, if y'all look up at the top, and this is coming through you from Amazon.com, where y'all can go and get a couple of little motivational factors if you need it. One of them, it says, government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth, which would be true. You know what I'm saying? Because once we learn to govern ourselves, and I don't mean having, one person, because as we see, and as we are learning, having one person to speak for all of us, which is what a president is, it doesn't work. And it's been proven over and over again that it really doesn't work. because the way our mind thinking is, we blame one person. We are a blameful country. You know what I'm saying? We do blame a lot of shit on either a person or persons. You know what I'm saying? When certain things that we, you know, wanted to either go right or wrong doesn't. So we start pointing the finger. But it's at a single person. When there is a body of individuals that are causing our demise. So it's not one individual. It's a body of individuals, which is what your government is. It's a body of individuals. It's not one person making a decision. It's a group of people that's making a decision. It's really just, you know, not giving a fuck about the opinion of the people that they're actually governing, though. And that's what we're in right now.
Yes.
You know, our government don't give a fuck about our opinion. You know what I'm saying? Our government don't give a fuck about them taking our votes and shit, you know what I'm saying, at election time and putting their crony asses or whoever crony that people that they want in there. You know what I'm saying? That is direct cause, you know?
Well, at the same time, there's an epidemic going on in this country, which is kind of a sad one. And the epidemic is that people in this country, and by the majority of the people in this country, they seem to suffer from crybaby syndrome, where they cry about everything. I'm talking about folks that, you know, the government comes out and does something to help or to do something, they start crying that it's a new world order and they're trying to take over, or it's, you know, the government is big brothers come and get you, but then they don't do anything and they lay back and they're like, well, the government doesn't do enough, the government hates us, the government doesn't care. So it's like a big crybaby syndrome that I see happening all over this nation, and it's sad. You can't win, the government can't win either way, and that's a problem that, you know, I think people haven't really realized that we might be the problem. When you point the finger at the government as an issue, remember, there's a bunch of fingers pointing right back at you. A lot of the problems in this country are self-created by us. And I think a lot of folks will realize that.
Wow. That's a pretty good synopsis right there. I like that. That's very true. We got too many whiners around the fucking U.S. You know what I'm saying? But this is why I say you have to go to other people's country to appreciate the fucking country you stay in.
Yes,
take your ass to Singapore, man. Take your fucking ass to Singapore and chew some goddamn gum. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just, I mean, take the little fucking smallest thing. Go to Singapore, spit on the ground. See what happens to you. You know what I'm saying? Go to India and just start frolicking around like your American ways do. Yeah, just go over there and try to fuck somebody's wife or two or three of them. See what happens to you. Go over to India and steal a goddamn piece of gum out of the store and see what happened to you.
Yep.
See if you get your fucking hands chopped off.
You know, for all its flaws, this country is still the greatest country in the world. And honestly,
yeah,
with all its flaws,
its downfalls and flaws, yeah.
It's still the best.
I mean, this is a true land of free, and you're only dumb if you don't really understand what your freedom is all about. You know, but if you let somebody tell you that you're a free person, you are a dumb person.
Nobody's free. Nobody is free anywhere in the world. We're not free. We're part of a system. No matter what country you live in, you belong to.
That's right.
And the problem is that even if they stop and they, you know, they took the country down and they took the government out, guess what? What's going to happen? They're going to have to create another system to replace the system you just took down. So you just create another new world order, in other words. So it doesn't really matter, you know, why destroy what we have. That's not to destroy the government of the country. That's help.
Right. You just got to correct it. It just needs to be corrected. There's certain flaws in it that can be identified and repaired. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we set it up back in the days just to get us to where we're at right now. So we have proven that it is a need for a certain governing body. But we also have proved that a governing body as a whole can be disrupted and corrupted by certain individuals within it, which, you know what I'm saying, can condemn the, you know what I'm saying, be the crashing element of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's where we're at right now. We got certain individuals, man, that are in certain key places that can crash our government from within by propaganda, using the mass media, their financial ties that they have linked in already, you know, can really, you know, but they're not going to completely dismantle and destroy it. Not going to do that. You know, I really don't believe the American people would stand by and watch some shit like that happen. Although we have stood by and idly watched, you know, motherfuckers lie to us and tell us we're in recessions and depressions and regressions and all this other kind of shit. You know? And instead of talking about progression, which that's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? We progress on a daily basis, man. You know,
yep.
I mean, hell, we came from a completely racist background where we was hanging motherfuckers.
Hey,
you know, black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexicans, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? To now, you know, hell, we only lock them up. Oh, wait a minute, my bad. Did I say that?
Well, hey, it's funny, but look at this, Mullen. Look at this. The world is a much different place today than it was even 20 years ago. We have an African-American in the White House. The best rapper alive is a white guy. And the best golfer alive is Tiger Woods, you know, these mates. So, I mean, the world is a completely different place, guys. We're living in a different era. And, you know, the more we continue evolving as people, the more things are going to change for the better, I think. So, again, you know, we don't need to be so negative. We live in a very, very great country. We need to appreciate that fact. And, you know, continue
well, I mean,
evolving.
It's just it's like I say, man, people just need to get the fuck out the box. If people,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, if they set up an international foreign exchange program, I mean, where we send citizens over to somebody else's country and in exchange they send a citizen over here. Not to live permanently, but just to take 30 days to get exposure to that person's country and that person's culture. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, you will come back saying that.
Yeah, but it's funny that they'll be saying, oh, that's the New World Order. They're trying to you know, unite the world and form a one world government. So they're trying to make everybody love each other. And then the people start, you know,
that
bullshit.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
the world's built off of individualism. You know, it wasn't built off of, you know, 10 men's ideals. It was actually built off of one man's ideal. And from that one man, you know what I'm saying, he got support of 10 men. You know, but it didn't start out, you know what I'm saying, a group effort. This shit wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, because of all the rapists and thieves and scallywags. It took one of them rapists to turn around and come up with a system. It took one of them thieves to come up with a system. And it took one of those fucking, you know, robbers and shit to come up with a system. And then for all three of them to come together to create our government.
Right.
Oh, did I say that? My bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? For all, like I said, for all the flaws, a lot of the folks that are in prison, they're wrong in prison.
Hey, but who says anything about progress? The government is making progress. They are taking more freedom away from you. They are taking more money away from you. So they actually are making progress, at least in their
own. Let's
talk about that for a second, because a lot of people say they're taking freedoms away from you. What freedoms are they taking away from us, exactly? Can you name one freedom that they've taken away from me? Because I still have the freedom to go outside, the freedom to drive, the freedom to go to a McDonald's, freedom to go screw a girl if I want to go screw a girl in her house, have her come over and screw me in my house. I have the freedom to just about anything as long as I don't break a law.
They took our freedom away to use magic mushrooms every now and then. They banned it because some stupid tourist combined it with alcohol, and they freaked out, and everybody blamed the mushrooms, and I was like, hey, blame the fucking alcohol.
Well, that's nice, but here in this country, all drugs are illegal, pretty much, so, you know.
Bro, I mean,
you
see what I'm saying? For the opposite and equal reaction, you might be able to fucking kill yourself with mushrooms over here, but damn.
And
we'll do a year and a half on probation, you know what I'm saying, for doing what you're doing right now completely legally.
What was I going to say? If you compare the amount of taxes and the sort of taxes that we paid 20 years ago, at least over here, and you compare it with what you pay now, it's ridiculous how much higher that has gotten in such a short time.
Yeah, but that's not so much the government, you know, trying to mess with you. That's the, you know, the way that the monetary system is set up in the world, which is set up to fail and it's set up to, you know, keep increasing. That's why everything costs more now than it did 20 years ago or 10 years ago. Everything, you know,
it's
the cost of living
problem.
Goes up. Everything
even,
goes up, including, you know, rates and prices, and everything goes up. Monetary system is set up to fail, no matter what way you look at it. But that's a federal service.
If you compare the percentages of the tax they are cutting and the amount of taxes and the kind of taxes that they are doing, it's more and more and more. More percentages of tax, different kind of tax, all that.
Oh, yeah, of course. But again, that goes right back to being the monetary system being set up to fail. It's a messed up monetary system. I don't have an issue with the government, but I have an issue with the Federal Reserves, and I think they should be abolished. And we should start with the
Fair. The Fed's period. That's the bad apple that's really just spoiled the whole bunch. And it's because of ignorant-ass old men that allowed these young-ass thieves to come in and establish a little federal system.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem that we came into. You know what I'm saying? Our forefathers got fooled. You let some young-ass, you know what I'm saying, fast-talking bankers come in, a.k.a. the feds, and then, you know what I'm saying, you let them come up, you know, blow some smoke up your ass and say, hey, we're going to make this easy and better for you. Check this out. And they lay the plan out for you, which is why it's so very important for you to have a business plan before you go and, you know what I'm saying, start giving your ideals away to somebody. And copyright, just like your music. Because if you don't have your shit copyrighted, somebody can come along, steal your ideas, make them their own, twist them around, you know what I'm saying, to their image, and that's what you have today.
Pretty much. Yep.
You know, that's what you have today. They came in, we had an image, we had, you know, everything set up, but then they came in with their image and their ideology of how they felt it should run, and then you all let them come in and implement that, and then that's how we, you know, that's how most people are. I ain't going to say we, because I don't give a fuck. I can live outside in a motherfucking tent, sleep up against a tree, and find my own way of living. You know what I'm saying? I've been trained to do that. So some people are scared, to get off of government assistance. But then what is the government really assisting you to do? Kill you? Hey, yeah, that's pretty much. If you let the government give you assistance, they're going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't through the food that they recommend you to motherfucking take, or the medication that they recommend you to take, you know what I'm saying? When you know damn well when you grew up, you know what I'm saying, baking soda was the cleaning agent for everything, and aloe vera was the cure all for all scratches, burns, and everything else. But now you get along and they tell you that you have to have Prilosec, you have to have all this other kind of shit to stop the pain. Then you need this other pill to heal the pain. Then you need the other pill to get you off of the side effects from the other two pills.
Well, see, it's funny. Let me play devil's advocate here, because my father, who is elderly and is on medication, gets government assistance because he's retired and he had a heart attack a few years ago, and he's had cancer removal surgery just last year. He had a cancer in his colon, and he takes medication given to him by the government and with government assistance. And you know what? If it wasn't for the government assistance and the fact that they helped him throughout the surgery and everything, he'd be dead right now. So the double-edged sword is that, you know what, modern medicine has evolved greatly, and a lot of these new medicines are medicines that are effective. Unfortunately, like every medicine, there's going to be side effects and other, you know, things that do happen. So you have to watch the medicine you take. You have to be responsible for taking the proper dosages and the proper medications. But the government assistance, when it comes to medical reasons, I'll tell you what, they haven't let my father down, and he's elderly, and he's very, very sick. So I can't really talk bad about that. Much about the government when it comes to medicine. Now, the Health Care Reform Act, it's a piece of shit for several reasons. That one thing just passed, but that's a completely different story. But as far as government assistance,
that's a whole show. That would take an entire 4-hour show, because once I seen one dude actually even talking about that, and he was pointing out different pages, and they made the packet so big, they threw up so many smoke and mirrors in the motherfucker. That when you start, you know, taking the time out to really break that shit down and read it, and then you see key points into it that stand out, like illegal immigrants will get health care now and shit. You know what I'm saying? That kind of makes you think, like, what? But you're voting on this now.
Well,
you
know
what?
The worst thing about that reform is that you're going to be obligated to get health care with the government. It's not like, oh, well, it's there if I need it. No, but you're obligated to get it, or they fine you. That's part of the small print you have to read.
Yep.
So now you're obligated
also,
to have
it.
You got 1 minute left? Is that it?
Yeah, we already know this conspiracy theory. But check this out. You've got 1 minute left, so don't worry, people. I will give you a full hour of Nutty News tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Don't even matter. And we'll you know, have a good time on that one. And, you know, with the last few seconds, man, I just like to, you know, tell everybody that as far as this radio show goes, you know what I'm saying, the Lord is my number one motivator. You know what I'm saying? My mother is the second in my family. But then, you know what I'm saying, most of all is the people of this show, you know what I'm saying, the people of the world that really motivate me and keep me, you know what I'm saying, on track and coming back to back to actually come up with thought-provoking programs and also, you know what I'm saying, some fun in between it, you know what I'm saying. So I'd like to thank everybody, all my listeners, fans, colleagues, definitely Heavenly Angel for bringing you guys, because I wouldn't have met none of you all, you know what I'm saying, without her assistance, you know what I'm saying. So she's been a very powerful motivator for this show, you know what I'm saying, and also has brought me Mr. Cyanide, you know what I'm saying, who was scared at first, but through Heavenly Angel's persistence and motivation, he's brought his lumbar, moved to make herself own, and here he is.
Hey, you motivate me into my happiness.
Say night.
Say night.
Thank you.
And everybody needs motivation, people. Just believe that. You know what I'm saying? Without motivation, you are nothing. You have to be motivated.
And I'm very hungry at the moment, so I'm very motivated to cook.
Well, I'm very unhigh right now, so I'm very motivated to smoke.
Yep. Alrighty.
So let's all soothe each other's motivational needs and do this, that.
Well, then
I will holler at y'all tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? This has been My Health, Your Health Monday. It's all about motivation, people. You know what I'm saying? Get motivated.
Have
or
a
become
day.
A motivator and motivate somebody, all right? Get out there and do it. Much love, to y'all.
Much love to you.
All tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace, y'all.